December 18th, The Jazz Club, An Erotic Christmas Calendar, by Sarah Olson. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Lust. John Wind, said Jenny Wind, and reached her hand out to him. He was wearing a leather glove to protect his fingers from the cold. I wish I was a man, she said. Franz hesitated for a moment before taking her hand. He presented himself and said, I know. So you know about my wishes? Not really, but I could probably guess a couple of them if you asked me. She really didn't think he would be able to, but she couldn't stop herself from wondering when he looked at her with a smile on his face. Neither one of them let go of the other one's hand. Out of the corner of her eye, Jenny saw a group of men dressed in coats and hats, holding canes and carrying leather briefcases, carriages and bells, cars driving slowly past pedestrians on the streets of the city, horses riding by. Where were they all going? However, I do know that your name is Jenny, Franz said. It's a pleasure to meet you. Snow was falling around him. The heat from his hand disappeared, and now he stood there in front of her with his arms at his sides. Dark hair combed back and a dark coat. His gaze made her shiver. It was her second day in the capital, and it was freezing outside. Everything was so different here compared to the village up north. There was a different smell in the city. She was so used to the scent of ocean and fallen trees. You decided to see me, even though I lied about my name? Asked Jenny. The analysis in your letter doesn't lie, he said. The two strangers walked side by side through a park. Franz had just stepped out of his office to meet her there. Jenny accidentally brushed against his right side. A strange feeling of longing washed over her, and that recurring anger. Would she find answers here? Would she find something more than was expected from her back home? Should she stay in the capital? Why do you want to be a man? He asked. Because if I were a man, we would be sitting inside in the heat, smoking cigars and discussing the content of my letter. The letter that I had to write in secret so that my father wouldn't protest. Now we have to meet out in the cold to make sure everyone knows that there is nothing inappropriate taking place. Franz stopped. Jenny kept walking and he had to run a bit to catch up with her. I have to disagree with you there, he said. Her confidence ran back to its usual hiding place, a cage for the oppressed, although she knew it didn't belong there. Apparently she didn't belong here either. Of course, she said, this was a mistake. She picked up the pace and disappeared down the cobblestone street. Maybe he called her name, or maybe it was just all the sounds of the city that distorted her senses.